meteorology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A winter weather advisory continues until 6 p.m. this evening. Overcast skies this afternoon with snow likely. Daytime highs approaching 30. Winds out of the north 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, lows around 8 above. 40 tomorrow, bright sunshine. 1 to 3 inches of snow today. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 23.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly said the state of Kansas is set to receive near $20 million that are going out to organizations across the state for programs that are meant to keep families together and children out of the foster care system. As they say, they'd like to focus more on the family unit and try and limit the pressure that the foster care system is seeing while they continue to try and clean up the organization.
None of this would have been possible without the bipartisan support of the legislature, which recognized the importance of the Family First Prevention Services Act. By working across the aisle, we passed a budget that increased funding for Family First by more than $5 million so that we can draw down even more federal funds.
That was Kansas Governor Laura Kelly on WIBW News. Kansas was one of the first states back in 2019 to implement the Family First Prevention Services Act that allows states to direct federal foster care money to prevention programs meant to keep families together. Mid-American Network News.
Start the new year off right by making sure your house looks its best. Call Burwell Construction, 794-3430. Windows, siding, roofing, 794-3430. Remodeling, Burwell Construction can handle it at 794-3430. Burwell Construction also has fencing, 794-3430, or online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Seven Clans First Council Resort and Casino is rolling into February with even bigger progressive payouts. The home of life-changing jackpots is giving away $2,500 every hour from 7 to 10 p.m. Prizes not claimed are added to a gigantic $30,000 grand prize on February 25th. Seven Clans First Council paid one player for a $500,000 jackpot on Buffalo Golden 7's January 20th. You could be the next big winner to claim a life-changing jackpot. Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort, Highway 77, Newkirk, Oklahoma, where the winner play.
Kansas State University has named its new Innovation Partners president and CEO after the university announced the retirement of Kent Glasscock. WIBW reports that Kansas State University has named Rebecca Robinson as the next president and CEO of the K-State Innovation Partners through the board of directors. According to the search board, she's been an integral part of the Innovation Partners for the last 14 years and has shown commitment to building industry partnerships along with driving university-based economic development in the region and beyond. Robinson has also led the recruitment of 27 tech-based companies to the region, which they say has created more than 1,100 new high-wage jobs and a projected economic impact of more than $1 billion. In other news, the company of Union Pacific has announced that they will be doing some railroad repairs in the Topeka area for those that are traveling in that region of Kansas. WIBW reports the announcement came from officials within the city of Topeka, saying they will be closing various crossings in North Topeka to repair the tracks, with many of the projects starting on Friday. The city said that each closure would last for roughly 4 hours. Mid-America Network News.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. With the legislative session ongoing for 2023, the Nebraska State Legislature has presented a new bill, Legislative Bill 99, that would give free school lunches to all public schools across the state of Nebraska. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that if the bill does become law in the state, every student, regardless of their family's income level, would receive a free breakfast and lunches in the public schools. According to writers of the bill, they have released a statement saying, quote, studies show that when a child is hungry, it hinders their ability to focus and earn in the classroom. In the Omaha School District alone, Ralston School saw 52% of their students in the low-income area that would qualify for the free lunches already, followed by Westside and Bellevue at 38 and 35%. As of right now, the community eligibility provision does allow some public schools to offer free meals to enrolled students through the 24 and 25 school year. They say if the bill passes, this would take effect shortly after the ending of that program.
Tax season is here. Are you ready? AARP Foundation Tax Aid is. Their IRS certified volunteers provide tax preparation help to anyone, and it's completely free. You don't have to be an AARP member. AARP Foundation Tax Aid has several in-person, low contact, and contact-free options. Visit AARP.org/taxaid or call 888-AARP now for more details. That's AARP.org/TAXAIDE or 888-AARP-NOW.
The agriculture industry is constantly changing with new challenges every day on the farm. How can you adapt? Let us help you with the Mid-America Ag Network and the Steckline Ag Report with Larry Steckline. Join the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting,
harvesting,
trading commodities,
and the latest from the Ponderosa.
It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America Ag Network.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville Planning Commission again took up the matter of placing storage containers within city limits and the extraterritorial zoning area at a public hearing last week, which drew some 30 residents. They had earlier recommended to council not to allow the units, which led to a current moratorium. City Council had revisited the concept and seemed in favor of placement with certain restrictions as to location, finish, and other requirements. Comments at the meeting ranged from a complete ban to allowing containers in industrial or commercial zones but not residential, to some that suggested no limits whatsoever. Following a half hour of comments, the Planning Commission voted 6-1 to retain its current position, banning storage containers that are not grandfathered in or used on a permit basis for construction storage, etc. Jared Argo was the dissenting vote against a complete ban. Now allowing for a 14-day protest period to challenge the decision, it will go back to City Council for consideration. The place to be in 23 was the theme chosen for the Marshall County Fair, which was suggested by David Crawford. The fair begins Friday, July 14th and runs through the 17th. The annual Washington County Fair is scheduled July 20th through the 23rd, and the Nemahal County Free Fair is July 27th through the 31st. This year's theme, get wrapped up in 4-H. First baby born in 2023 in Washington County, January 26th, was a baby girl born to Matt and Melissa Baker of Haddam at the Washington County Hospital. Danielle Boyle of Vermilion is the new clerk of the Marshall County District Court, succeeding Nancy Cook, who retired at the end of last year. River Valley Ag Land Leasing Survey results will be presented at a meeting in Clifton February 21st at 7 p.m. Results of a survey which local producers and landowners returned will be reviewed, providing an overview of lease rates for area cropland and pastures. A light meal will be provided. Advance reservations are requested by Friday, February 17th at the Clay Center or Concordia office of River Valley Extension District. That meeting in Clifton, February 21st at 7 p.m. The third annual Rural Revitalization Conference will be held Wednesday, February 22nd in Randolph. The program begins at 10 a.m. with speakers from USDA Rural Development, Small Business Development Center, and the Governor's Office on Rural Prosperity. Focus will include information on beginning a business plan, financing, how to apply for grants and loans, and other special offerings by organizations. Lunch will be served. The afternoon program will include small business owners who will share their story about forays into the business world. Registration is $25 and includes lunch. Advance registration due by February 20th at the Riley County Extension Office at 785-537-6350. The third annual Rural Revitalization Conference in Randolph is Wednesday, February 22nd. Heavier and more sustained snowfall resulted in higher snow accumulations across Nebraska overnight, as points south in Kansas received significantly less than earlier forecast. We'll settle for a couple of inches here in the Marysville area Thursday. That did prompt closing of all of the area schools on Thursday, and of course all activities are canceled as well. Meal sites in Marysville and in Washington are closed. No public transportation on Thursday. Maxine D. Reynolds, age 91, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 9. Family will see friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Maxine Reynolds. Phyllis A. Hoffman, age 97, of rural Burchard, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Salem United Church of Christ, rural Steiner. Interment in the church cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at the Weary Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Phyllis Hoffman.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing, and now they'd like to offer a free mobile deposit feature within the mobile banking app. Endorse, click, and submit your check image for deposit. It's a mobile-fast world out there, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank of your future. Visit our website at ubankonline.com or your local branch for more information. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's service you can always trust at Sink Gordon & Associates in Waterville and Marysville. Their experience in all matters of farm, business, and individual income tax planning and preparation, estates and trust, accounting and payroll services too. Call Chad Parker in Waterville at 363-2263 or Aaron Wright in Marysville at 562-3858. Sink Gordon & Associates, comprehensive and innovative accounting in Northeast Kansas since 1946.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. A winter storm warning is currently in effect until early this afternoon. Snow showers continue early on today, then staying partly sunny and breezy with our highs in the upper 20s and lower 30s. North winds still between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight, staying chilly with our lows in the single digits and upper teens. A bit warmer on Friday, sunshine with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. And clear skies over Friday night with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. Southwest winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Even warmer on Saturday, sunshine with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 50s. South winds still between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Clear skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. Still sunny and warmer on Sunday with our highs in the mid to upper 40s. And mostly cloudy skies over Sunday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. Partly sunny skies throughout Monday with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-February 45, record high on this day 72, the average low 22, and the record low 18 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:18, sunset this evening at 6:05. Couple inches of snow overnight here at the studios in Marysville. Heavier snowfall totals across the eastern half of Nebraska.
Health advocates are touting the benefits of activated charcoal. We look at the pros and cons today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, February 16th, the 47th day of the year. Actor LeVar Burton has a birthday, and on this day in 1968, the nation's first 911 telephone system was installed in Alabama. You may have noticed that a trendy ingredient in today's drinks is activated charcoal. Charcoal has absorbing qualities, meaning it pulls substances into itself and then carries them away. That makes it ideal, say proponents, for cleansing the body of toxins. There is a flip side, though. It may also be removing beneficial nutrients or recently taken medication. If you want the most benefit from a cleansing juice with activated charcoal, it's best to take it several hours before or after meals and consult your doctor about its effects on medication. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. As the Associated Press has changed up their college basketball poll numbers with the top 10 teams across the nation, as we have seen some changes here in the state of Kansas as well, with Kansas Jayhawks moving further back up the poll and Kansas State Wildcats moving slightly lower on the national poll overall. As the Kansas Jayhawks have moved back up to the number 5 position after winning over the Oklahoma State Cowboys 87-76 earlier this week, their record now sitting at 21-5. For the overall season. They're also back up atop the Big 12 Conference, sitting 9-4 in conference play. The Kansas State Wildcats, on the other hand, slowly dropping back down at the poll as they're sitting number 12 overall and down to the number 5 slot in the Big 12 Conference with their conference play at 7-6. Overall record now at 19-7. The overall top 10 for the national AP poll includes Alabama at number 1, followed by Houston, Purdue, UCLA, Kansas at number 5, the Texas Longhorns at number 6, Virginia, Arizona, Baylor at number 9, and Tennessee rounding out the top 10.
El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54. Proudly serving farmers and ranchers with weekly cattle sales each Thursday at 11 a.m. The order of sale is stock cows and bulls, followed by calves, feeder cattle, then butcher cows and bulls. The goal at El Dorado Livestock Auction is to use an honest, full-value approach that attracts the best buyers and creates a competitive market for our sellers. El Dorado Livestock Auction strives to develop a friendly, personal relationship with each customer and understand their individual business needs. You can see a full list of consignments online at eldoradolivestock.com or pick up the phone and call 316-320-3212 with any questions. El Dorado Livestock Auction, a sale every Thursday at 11 a.m. El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54.
With Super Bowl 57 officially in the books for 2023 and the winner coming out from the Kansas City Chiefs, the numbers are officially in as well, as Fox Network has reported that they saw an average of 113.1 million individuals watching the game, where the Chiefs ended up beating the Philadelphia Eagles 38-35 with the field goal at the end of the game. Cake News reports that total of viewers includes a broadcast from Fox and Fox Spanish broadcast, as well as the streaming on Fox and the NFL's digital sites. It is the second highest watched Super Bowl compared to the 2015 game between the New England Patriots and Seattle Seahawks on NBC that holds the record right now at 114.4 million viewers. That did not include streaming, followed by Super Bowl 51 in 2017 on Fox between Atlanta and New England with 113.6 million viewers. According to the Adobe Analytics, they also saw digital feeds of the Super Bowl hitting a record 7 million streams, an 18% increase a year over year, and double the amount of streams from Fox's last Super Bowl in 2020 with 3.4 million streaming viewers.
State fans, don't miss your women's basketball team in action at 6:30 p.m. Wednesday, February 22nd, when we host KU in the Dillon Sunflower Showdown. $40 Wildcat 4-packs are available now and include 4 general admission tickets plus 4 $10 concession vouchers, a savings of $20. Order your tickets to the Dillon Sunflower Showdown now by visiting kstatesports.com or calling 1-800-221-CATS. Go Cats!
Wildcat fans, K-State football season tickets are on sale now. Tickets start at just $150, but act fast. Tickets increase starting March 16th.
Your Wildcats are champions of the Big 12. Go crazy, everybody!
Reserve your seat today for the 2023 season by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com. Go Cats!
Friday night basketball action, Marysville at Chapman. Girls and boys play live on AM 1570 FM, 94.1. Washington County at Frankfort, our Friday feature game live on KNDY FM, 95.5.
FBLA Month recognizes our future business leaders. A salute to these future leaders from Kiefer and Bussing, CPA, Landall Company, Marysville Mutual Insurance, and Linda's Insurance Agency.
Hi, my name is Brenda O'Neill. I am a senior at Marysville Junior Senior High School.
I am currently the president for the FBLA club here at Marysville. Last year, I was the public relations officer, and I've been involved in FBLA all 4 years of high school. I think my favorite event would probably be social night, and this is when all of our members go bowling at the bowling alley, and this is our opening event of the year, and it's just a lot of fun with all our members gathered together. And FBLA has certainly helped me with my leadership skills and improving my public speaking and presenting, which has helped me prepare for college.
Hi, my name is Simeon Lawson. I am a senior at Marysville High School, and I am the secretary for the Marysville FBLA chapter. I've been in FBLA all 4 years of high school. My favorite event in FBLA would be competing at the state leadership conference. Last year, I competed in management information systems, and I qualified for the National Leadership Conference in Chicago. This year, Nationals is in Atlanta, and I hope to make it to Nationals again this year. Some skills that FBLA has taught me are perseverance and work ethic. These skills are important because if you just roll over anytime something difficult shows up, you'll never be able to do what you either want or need to accomplish in life.
FBLA Month recognizes our future business leaders. A salute to these future leaders from P. Kafer and Bussing, CPA, Landall Company, Marysville Mutual Insurance, and Linda's Insurance Agency.
You don't need a lemon tree to add lemon fresh fragrance and flavor to your garden and meals. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. A variety of plants contain the same chemicals that give citrus leaves and fruit their lemony smell. The intensity of flavor and fragrance varies with each plant. You may need to brush or crush the leaves to release the fragrance. The flavor of lemon verbena is less intense when cooked and useful when just a light lemony flavor is desired. Lemon balm, on the other hand, maintains an intense lemon flavor whether used fresh or dried. Grow lemongrass for its texture and flavor. It's a perennial in zones 9 to 11, but can be grown in a pot and overwintered indoors in colder regions. The lemon-scented geranium is grown for its fragrant leaves rather than the flowers. Use the leaves to add a hint of lemon flavor to sugar, baked goods, and fragrance to sachets. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Twin Valley Developmental Services will host a soup day Thursday, February 23rd in Waterville at the Community Center, serving 11 until 2 and 5 until 7. Free well donation with chicken noodle, ham and bean, potato, bacon, and chili soups, chicken and ham salad sandwiches, and desserts. Dine in or for pickup day of the event, phone 785-713-0307. Soup Day, benefiting Twin Valley Developmental Services, Thursday, February 23rd, 11 until 2 and 5 until 7 at the Waterville Community Center.
You've probably not heard of a museum owner named Bill Miller. However, Bill was a longtime friend of a country music legend, and that friendship led him to acquire many pieces of memorabilia that people can come see today. The founding of the museum is quite a story, and is next on the American Countryside.
This is Andrew McCray, host of the American Countryside. I'm also a farmer and rancher from Northwest Missouri, and I hope you'll join me each week for Farming the Countryside as we take a look at the top issues impacting agriculture as told by the people farming and working in our industry. We'll talk about markets and trade, share some of the latest tips and trends for grain and livestock producers, and take a look at trends impacting rural America. Join me for Farming the Countryside on many local radio stations or on your favorite podcast platform, or just go to farmingthecountryside.com.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
In downtown Nashville, you'll find the Johnny Cash Museum. As Angela Dager shares, it was a bit by happy circumstance that such a place exists.
The museum was started by Bill and Shannon Miller, and Bill started as a childhood fan of Johnny Cash. So he was a fan club member. He used to go backstage, and Johnny and June would be like, "Little Billy Miller's here."
Time passed, but little Billy Miller remained important to the Cash family.
Bill grew up, and he started a close friendship with Johnny. They were friends for over 30 years. Probably over 95% of what you see on display is from Bill's personal collection.
It was a unique relationship between Bill Miller and Cash.
Bill was in the artifacts and acquisitions business, so he would get some neat artifacts and would sometimes be able to give those as presents to Johnny. Johnny was really into, like, presidential artifacts. Say Bill had maybe, like, a letter from Abraham Lincoln. He would present that to Johnny Cash, and Johnny Cash would be like, "That's awesome. Here's a Martin guitar that I just played," or "Here's the handwritten lyrics to Walk the Line."
While the pair swapped items, that memorabilia was not on display.
A ton of the stuff that's in the museum was just like in closets and under beds. They were like, "This is ridiculous. We need to do something." Like, we have this huge fan base for Johnny. They were running the Johnny Cash radio and online, just constantly playing Johnny Cash music.
So the Millers decided those items needed to be seen, and what better place to do so than a city known for country music? But there's one more artist with items here. That museum is next time as we travel the countryside. Nashville, Tennessee. I'm Andrew McCray.
When others say no, we say yes at Twin Rivers Used Megastore. No empty lots or excuses. Twin Rivers has over 130 quality used cars and trucks on inventory and ready for your test drive today. Check out the full stock on the lot or online at twinriv.com. Open after 5 and Saturdays for your convenience or anytime by appointment. Good credit, bad credit, no problem. With 3 finance specialists on hand to get you moving in a quality used or new car or truck you want today. See Twin Rivers Used Megastore, West Court Street in Beatrice.
Be on the lookout for mouse tunnels around your fruit trees. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Trunks and roots of apple trees are among the favorite meals for mice in the winter as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
When there's a lot of snow on the ground and you're just a little mouse, it's tough finding your next meal. But if you happen to be scampering around fruit trees, dinner is served. Apple trees especially have thin bark and are very easy to chew on. Ward Upham is an extension horticulturist at Kansas State University. He says mice will go after any prunings on the ground first. If there's snow covering the prunings, the rodents will focus on the tasty trunks.
They don't go deep into the tree. What they're after is that tissue that's just under the bark. But when they do that, they can damage the cambium and the phloem tissues, which can cut off the food supply to that root system. And that's what actually damages the tree. So what you're looking for is actual damage to the trunk. Now, it's going to be close to the ground, and you're going to see part of that trunk tissue chewed away.
If they gnaw all the way around the trunk, the damage can be severe enough to kill the tree. Upham says the best way to protect your fruit trees from mice is to deny them a place to hide.
First thing you do is just clean up around the tree. Make sure there's no grass, no weeds, because that's where they go to hide. These mice are prey for a number of our predators, such as foxes and coyotes, that can cut down on the population. So if you have all that area cleared out, you can reduce the population quite a bit just because predators can easily find them.
You can also use a physical barrier, such as hardware cloth around the trunk, so they can't get through it. Setting a mouse trap isn't a bad idea either. Upham recommends putting it inside a PVC pipe that's large enough to hold so wildlife and pets can't get to it.
Learn more about protecting your fruit trees from rodent damage at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
I just got a new update on my phone that calculates my daily screen time. And honestly, I was a bit shocked.
Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose.
I found out I'm spending much more time on my phone than I thought. I realized I needed to step away from the phone for a while and use it as a tool to connect with people, not a destination that distracts me from the important things in life. You can think about money the same way. It's a tool to help you take care of your needs and the needs of your family, to protect you against the unexpected, and to make a difference in your church and your community. But when money becomes a destination, your measure for success, or your goal for life, it's a sign that your priorities may not be aligned with your faith. So go ahead, enjoy the good things life has to offer, but keep your priorities in order. And remember, your purpose in life is much greater than the things you own.
Each year, more than 3.5 million older adults are victims of financial exploitation in the U.S. Many are afraid to report it, but taking action prevents additional victims. Here's what you can do. Stop. Don't interact with the scammers. Verify the source with a trusted person and report it right away if you think you've been scammed. Call 1-800-922-5330 to report. Sponsored by the State of Kansas and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
KNDY.
Federal grants can help you put solar energy to work on your farm or rural small business. Details ahead on Farm to Fork.
Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade your planter or sprayer with the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce downforce control and SureSpeed high-accuracy planting systems to right-spot individual nozzle control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has got you covered for all your upcoming fieldwork. Upgrade your equipment with the latest technology from Ag Leader and reap the benefits this spring. You do it all, so should your technology. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer to get yours today.
Are you fed up with high prices for crop inputs? Then try the name your own price method of buying crop protection products through the FarmTrade.com model. FarmTrade.com matches you up with reputable sellers who will deliver to your operation at the agreed upon price with savings running up to 20% or more. Farmers have enjoyed the benefits since 1998. Get details now at FarmTrade.com. Last year's Inflation Reduction Act supercharged the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Rural Energy for America program, or REAP for short. The nonprofit Solar United Neighbors did a webinar on REAP grants for solar. The group's Emma Searson.
REAP solar grants have always been in really high demand. Historically, it's actually been such a popular program that its budget was truly nowhere near big enough to fund every good project that applied for a grant. But thanks to the passage of the IRA this last year, the program is now seeing a really unprecedented level of investment. So there is just a lot more REAP funding to go around this year and for future years.
Searson says REAP grants cover up to 40% of the cost of a solar install.
A REAP grant can help you power your farm or your rural business with solar and do so affordably because there's so much more funding to go around than there ever has been. And because you can win a much larger grant than you could have in years past, this is really a historic opportunity for farmers and for rural small business owners.
There's a link to the recorded webinar on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Arbor Manor Steakhouse and Motel is proud to support the men and women who volunteer their time and efforts as volunteer firefighters and EMTs. Everything these individuals do is appreciated beyond words. From Arbor Manor Steakhouse and Motel in Auburn, serving prime rib on Fridays and Saturdays.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. A new partnership, the first of its kind in more than 40 years, aims to increase soybean flour and pod retention. Here's Michael Clemens.
Suzanne Sherbrunn, president of the North Central Soybean Research Program and an Iowa farmer, says the research is an investment in the future of soybean production through a regional and national checkoff partnership.
The farmer leaders across the soybean producing regions discuss ways to utilize research dollars to make an impact on U.S. soybean farmers. And we're pretty excited about the possibilities that it holds for the U.S. soybean industry.
The collaboration includes the Atlantic Soybean Council, the Mid-South Soybean Board, the North Central Soybean Research Program, the Southern Soybean Research Program, and the United Soybean Board.
And the researchers are from different parts of the region, and they'll work to improve soybean flour and pod retention. And what we're hearing is there's a potential enhancement of yields of maybe 10 to 15%. Which would be pretty exciting. Texas Tech is the lead research facility, but they're working in collaboration with Kansas State, the University of Missouri, as well as the University of Tennessee.
Sherbrunt says the study could increase economic returns for soybean farmers.
And these findings could result in maybe an estimated $50 per acre or about $400 million overall in economic returns to U.S. soybean farmer. The whole premise of this research is to help develop advanced breeding lines leading to new local soybean varieties with improved flour retention and helping farmers to potentially minimize yield loss.
And that's your Ag News for this Thursday, February the 16th. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Looking for the place to buy your next Top Gun in Angus Genetics? Plan to be in Gove, Kansas on Friday, February 17th.
This is Blake Angel with Lundgren Angus Ranch, and I would like to personally invite you to our 22nd annual Dollars and Cents production sale. We are offering 80 yearling Angus and Red Angus bulls, as well as 5 fall-bred females and 35 fancy yearling open heifers. Angus sires include Tehama Tahoe, BXAR Monumental, and Raven Powerful. Red Angus sires include Beaver Stock Market, WFL Merlin, and the First Sons of WFL Value Added. Our motto is that it makes sense to invest your dollars in LAR genetics, and we believe that you will find value received for dollar invested runs very high at LAR. You can view our sale catalog and videos at Lundgren Angus Ranch.com or at CCI.live, which is where the broadcast of our sale will be conducted. For information, call myself at 785-410-3750 or Larry at 785-673-9047. Plan to be with us on Friday, February 17th at 12:30 Central Time for the annual Lundgren Angus Ranch production sale. Find your next Top Gun in Angus Genetics and go Kansas.
Michael Bennett Trucking Incorporated takes this time to thank all the local FFA chapters for giving members the opportunity to succeed in an ever-changing world of agriculture and business. We salute you from all of the staff at Michael Bennett Trucking Incorporated in Seneca with over 50 years of service.
Make sure your manure spreader is calibrated correctly. A 5-gallon bucket, some tarps, and a calculator are all you need on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Sustainability meet profitability. When it comes to sustainable farming practices that unlock new value for farmers, you want to go with a proven, trusted partner. Truterra sustainability programs meet farmers where they are, field by field. Bottom line, your conservation management practices could be worth more with Truterra. So level up your soil health and your operations profit potential. Contact your Truterra retailer or visit truterraag.com/enroll today.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Managing the nutrient load as you're spreading manure on your fields is important for the environment and for the bottom line. This is only achieved if the spreader is calibrated for the right application amount. Rory Lewandowski is an extension educator at Ohio State University. He says the application rate for manure spreaders is generally expressed as tons per acre or gallons per acre. When calibrating for gallons per acre, he says measuring capacity by weight is the most accurate.
We could figure the density of manure by taking like 5-gallon pail samples, weighing them and figuring out that density and then multiplying that density times weight to get a gallonage. The second method that could be used would be to use a mathematical formula to get volume. So if we know our length, width, and height of our spreader, we can figure out a volume in cubic feet, and then there are constants that we can multiply that by.
pin down some tarps in the field to help calibrate solid manure spreaders.
We would make sure that they're placed far enough out in the field so that when we go over them, that we're at our normal operating speed that we're spreading at. We're going to drive over those tarps. We'd usually do this multiple times, 3 to 4 times, maybe 3 to 4 different tarps. We'd collect those tarps. Then we find that we've got, say, 13 pounds over a given area. And then there's a constant, again, that we multiply by. So we've got a formula. We'll come up with a tons per acre type of figure.
A manure nutrient analysis is another important part of the puzzle, so you know what's going into the soil. And be sure to credit nutrient contributions from other sources, such as legumes. I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips for manure spreader calibration at agriculture.com.
Make every job easier with one stop at Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axle Lumber. For any project inside or out, if you're a professional or do-it-yourselfer, get the tools you need, including Milwaukee, DeWalt, Stanley, and more. Battery-operated tools offer the convenience and mobility with the power to get the job done quickly every time. Stocked with all the blades, bits, and accessories for your convenience as well. Check out the Power Tools selection today and get the work started on your schedule with Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Here's what we're looking at right now. March corn, 674 right now. That's down 2.25. May corn is 673. That's down 1. Kansas City wheat for March, 898. That's up 3.25 right now. Kansas City wheat for May, 886.25. That's up 3.25. Oats for March, 356.25. That's down 3/4. May oats at 346. That's down 6.75 right now. Looking at soybeans for March, current price is 15.24.75. That's down 1. May soybeans up 1/4 at 15.19.75. March cotton, 81.43 right now. That's down $1.12. May cotton, down 85 cents at 82.02. Live cattle for February, 162.60. That's up 7.5 cents. Live cattle for April, 163.90. And that's down 62.5 cents. Feeder cattle for March, 186.10. That's down $1.22.5. Feeder's down 72.5 cents currently. Crude oil for March, 78.30 per barrel, and that's down 29 cents. Crude oil for April, 78.56, that's down 27 cents per barrel. Gold for February, 18.40.70, that's up $6.50. Gold for April, 18.52.60, that's up $7.40. Silver for March, $21.72.5, that's up 15 cents. Silver for May at $21.89.5, and that's up 14 cents right now. Wall Street, the Dow down 158, S&P down 23, NASDAQ down 89. That's a look at your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network on this Thursday, February the 16th. I'm Jeff Aiken. Have a terrific Thursday.
Rusty Eck Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty Eck Ford is the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for, online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all, our finance team will help you with the best finance options available to you. Need your car serviced? Rusty Eck Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Do not trust your collision repairs to just any body shop. Our certified professionals can have it done quickly and accurately. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership, 2 years running, for the best overall sales and service experience. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at RustyEckFord.com and drive home your new Ford today. And remember,
if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
It's seed sale season. Call on John Hankey with Third Road Ag Sale for SeaTac Genetics Row Crop Seed. They're a small independent seed company offering soil-specific hybrids. The corn hybrids SeaTac offers are all full flex, allowing for lighter populations to be planted while maintaining quality yield. On the soybean side, Third Road Ag Sales carries varieties for all the popular trait packages. For your corn and soybean seeds, call on John Hankey with Third Road Ag Sales at Waterville.
Will the U.S. face a recession in 20 Kansas State University? This is Agriculture Today, and I'm Samantha Bennett. K-State professor and director of the Arthur Capper Cooperative Center, Brian Brigeman, shares insight on where we currently stand in answering that question.
Many economists feel a recession is coming. When I look at the market and some of the leading indicators of a recession, you look at the U.S. Treasury yield curve. So if a yield curve is inverted, what it means is short-term interest rates are higher than long-term interest rates. And when that happens, what the market is saying is that something is amiss right now, and we would expect the Fed is going to have to lower rates sometime in the future to help spur growth. The Fed has been increasing interest rates very rapidly, and when the Fed does that, it's short-term rates, and they're doing that to fight inflation. But when the market looks out ahead, those short-term rates are well above the longer-term rates. And if we look over history, when that occurs, it bears out that a recession does happen.
Brigeman explains the wage price spiral and what that means in times of rapid inflation.
For the first time in decades, inflation has been on the headlines. And the Fed is going off of experience to combat it. So why such a rapid rise to combat inflation? In the 1970s, when inflation was very high, and what led to that high inflation was the wage price spiral. As the labor markets during that time were uneasy, what businesses needed to do was to increase their wages to attract workers. Well, they would get higher wages, workers would come in, but businesses would then pass on that higher cost as higher prices. And so prices go up on the goods that they would sell. So then these workers, they're having to pay a higher price. So prices went up. So they need to demand a higher wage. And the way the Fed finally ended that wage price spiral was letting interest rates rise. So that's the Fed's fear. We can't have that happen again.
He ends with optimism, explaining that the multitude of jobs still out there today might actually be beneficial.
It's a challenge to offer a high enough wage to compete. So they're having to increase those wages, but when you account for inflation, the ability for those workers to go spend that money, inflation erodes your purchasing power. And so real wages that could happen, maybe it'll be a little bit more mild because there are a lot of jobs still out there.
Once again, that was K-State professor and director of the Arthur Capper Cooperative Center, Brian Brigeman, with perspective on the possibility of a recession in the United States in 2023. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Helena Agri Enterprises supports the Centralia and all area FFA chapters and thanks the leaders for teaching our youth the varied aspects of the ag industry. It will be beneficial to them in future endeavors. From Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, people, products, knowledge. Always proud to support our youth. Sheer Quality Furniture is recognizing all Beatrice FFA chapter leaders for providing an opportunity for the youth of the community to further their education by teaching them business and technology skills. From Sheer Quality Furniture in Beatrice, when you're ready for quality, you're ready for Sheer. Financing available.
playing country music since before country music was cool. We're 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY, and K231AX, Marysville.